Young on WRCO Country and Community. WRCO FM Richland Center, we're at 26. That's the overnight low. How about 64 later today? 38 tonight and 66 for tomorrow. But then 14 Tuesday night and Wednesday 26. So don't throw the winter coat in the corner for too long. Right now we're at 26. That is the overnight low. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. And the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies along with consignment clothing.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at joneschev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East or visit joneschev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or joneschev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas has now started sending subpoenas to members of law enforcement who responded to the attack at Robb Elementary School. The investigation could eventually lead to criminal charges. Lawmakers in Hungary are set to vote today on a measure that would allow Sweden to join NATO. Hungary had been the only country blocking the move. This weekend saw the first ever Florida Man Games in St. Augustine, paying homage to all of those wild and weird Florida Man stories.
James Gordon actually won the first contest, which was a race to inhale a plate of pork and sausage. But that would prove to be the afternoon's tamest face-off, as the dozen participating teams also competed in a relay that involved stealing bicycles and catalytic converters.
2-1, fight!
Another showdown featured competitors hitting each other with pool noodles over an inflatable pool.
That's ABC's Danny New. Organizers say more than 5,000 people bought tickets to the Florida Man Games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. the Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
For today, a high of 64, sunshine and record warmth. Also for tonight, scattered showers and 38, scattered clouds, that is. Maybe some spotty showers on Tuesday with a high of 66. Maybe even some rumbles of thunder. Tuesday night, a low down to 14 with a dusting or a half inch of snow expected. A few flurries Wednesday and a high of 26 with sun returning. And Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 44. Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 55 and 64 for Saturday. In Richland Center this morning, following the midnight reading of 34 and a low of 26, it is 27 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise as we start the roller coaster of a week here, closing out February and getting ready for March at the end of the week. Here's Tim McGraw.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. She never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that had it, I hope she never breaks. Never break.
7-Eleven, and we'll see how Henry is doing with his joke collections. So we'll see how he did over the weekend, at least some that we can put on the radio anyway. And birthdays and anniversaries as well coming up for Monday, the 26th of February. That transition with sports. Had a chance to watch a little of the Bucks yesterday. The Brewers get back to action tonight, actually today on WRCE. So it was good to hear them for the first time on the radio broadcast over the weekend. A few selected games will be broadcast. The network only offers a few during the months of February and March as well, but there will be another one today. Kind of figuring out where everyone is going to play. Sal Frelick, who's an outfielder, getting a chance to play at third base under manager Pat Murphy's new visions there. So a lot of folks and fans thinking that that might be a pretty good move, keeping him in the lineup pretty much on a regular, everyday basis. Here's a little escape in song here on a sunny Monday morning. This is Zach Brown Band.
The southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. Baby powder beach under my feet has got me rolling. And the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea and the wicked is a-churn. As the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain. As the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You can jump right in or lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby.
Stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe in my arms. Oh, ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you mine, then baby, I don't want no one. My car, my
Seal My Love, Dan and Shay on WRCO. Today is Levi Strauss Day. It's National Personal Chef Day. Huh. That'd be nice to have a personal chef, wouldn't it? It would. Rather than have Hank Bray just making SpaghettiOs in the microwave for us. Anyway, it's National Pistachio Day as well. Oh, I love pistachios, too. And the shelled ones are, they're a lot of work. You know, so it's kind of nice to buy the ones that are already shelled. Oh, those things are expensive, though. My goodness. Almost have to go see the banker to see if he can get a loan to buy some pistachios, yes. Also, National Set a Good Example Day. That's kind of hard for Hank and I to do. And it's Thermos Bottle Day. I'm not sure whether that includes, probably not, but I'm thinking of Yetis and all the different drinking apparatuses we have now. I mentioned that a while back. Boy, I should have invested in those because, man, everybody has one now, right? It's Tell a Fairy Tale Day today. Well, I did a little bit of that over the weekend, a little storytelling with the grandbabies. We'll see what's happening with old Hank and see how his joke collecting has gone. That's coming up in just a bit today. It is 27 degrees in Richland Center. That is one up from the overnight low.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Savor flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Good morning.
The maestro of the jokes here.
How you doing, Bart?
Hank Gray. I'm great. Thank you.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
Had a birthday party?
Yeah. Today's the actual day for Oakley's birthday.
Happy birthday, Oakley.
Number four.
I heard you were the queen of queens of dolls.
And I was the king. I was the...
That's not what the rumor is that right? I started.
I'm Prince Philip. Prince Philip in a can. So, yeah. And
that's to be decided.
The Prince Eric doll, I think I've told you that before. Her doll is one of her dad's. It's a Brett Favre action figure.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Was that you?
I got to be, the Brett Favre action figure.
Oh,
you
sweet. Know. Sweet.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You can tell he's 50 now, can't you?
Well, not on the doll, you can't. The doll, he does pretty well yet.
Anyway, how's your cold?
Good.
Are you over it?
I'm getting there. It's been nearly 2 weeks, so it's about time, right?
Yes.
Staying with a lot of people. A lot of people are struggling through that now.
It is.
But, I would say better. What about yours?
Struggling, but still getting better than I was last week.
You've been soaking your head?
Yeah.
Hit your head on the bowl, did you?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. So, any fascinating news for the week that we need to know?
Not too much. Looking forward to the opening of the boys basketball tournament.
Yep. And good luck to the Waseca Steuben Hornets.
Yep. They'll be in action. The girls will be playing Thursday night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So right here in Richland Center.
Yep.
Good luck to them. So Ithaca's playing tomorrow night. Weston's playing tomorrow night. Richland Center's playing tomorrow night. River Valley.
Yep.
All the local schools. So good luck to them.
Get that boys tournament underway.
Yep.
It was a nice weekend for wrestling as well. I know they had a welcome home here in Richland Center.
Which is awesome.
Three place winners for the first time in 20 years, I think
that's
it was.
That's amazing.
And then Dodgeville had a big welcome home ceremony for their four champions.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. We had a chance to see them.
Yes, we have.
A couple weekends in a row, and pretty impressive lineup there.
The Hades and the Perkins from Center. Boy, I tell you what, nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're poor Ethan, he had to go against Hakan Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
That boy, I tell you what, you just go, when is that kid ever going to graduate? But no, because they had the two of the best in the state,
mm-hmm.
Without question.
Well, crazy that it came through. And then there was a stat going into Saturday, too, about the Southwest and SWAL clash.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there were at least 25 wrestlers still going for placement.
Amazing.
That came through that tournament.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So and thanks sure to how Bill
they,
and Dave.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yes, they did. So have you got the bill yet from them?
Yeah, one of them is on my desk. Some of it was paid in advance, but I got to write out a big check for Chick-fil-A.
We need to go make sure that it's Chick-fil-A's there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Chet's Monday Morning Chuckle. Philip?
Did you find out anything this weekend? Any good jokes in your
stories? Well, I have a couple.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't believe people had babysitters, Phil. When you and I grew up, it says, don't answer the door unless you know it's me. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But now they have babysitters and stuff.
We had the old chain lock, the chain on the door, so you could open it as far as the chain would go. And so they would always say, when the chain opens up, it'll be us.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Always made you feel safe with a little chain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, there are 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Cows in the field, 28 chickens.
How many didn't? Yeah, we'll leave that on the burner for you.
I give up. That's
seriously?
That's too much for me to think about on a Monday.
28 chickens.
How 28 many chickens.
Yeah.
They all ate chickens.
30. There are 30 cows. 28 chickens.
Oh, so what is there, 10 left?
There's 10 left. Good 10 for you. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Took me six weeks to figure that one out.
That's too much thinking on a Monday morning. Mm.
Hank, 89-year-old. Hank was 89 years old and was stopped by the police around 2 a.m. and was asked, where was he going at that time of night? Hank replied, I'm on my way to a lecture about alcohol abuse and the effects it has on a human body, as well as smoking and staying out late, Philip.
Ah.
The officer asked, really? Who's giving that lecture at this time of night? Hank replied, that would be my wife.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
For sure. For sure. Poor Hank.
I've been struggling, Hank, with my ATM addiction.
Uh-oh, what is it?
I don't know. I'm going through withdrawal, so.
Oh, boy, yes.
Not much in there, though. That's the trouble. You know, it's hard to get any money out of there. I want to buy some pistachios because it's pistachio day today.
Yes. Hey, what do you call fake potatoes?
No, that wouldn't be right.
That's fake pasta.
That's fake pasta. Impasta is a fake pasta. Yeah. I give up.
Imitators.
Oh, boy. Hey, ain't getting any better.
Hey, Phil, I named my iPod Titanic.
Yeah, what's that?
It's sinking.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, yes.
So still not getting any better?
No. I think we need to take time out and come back and see if you can reshuffle the deck a little bit here.
Yeah.
After these words from our Monday sponsor.
Yeah, thanks, Jets.
Jets, feed, seed, and such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
This morning, Hank, story about a frog.
Uh-oh.
Who decides to visit a fortune teller to find out if he'll ever find his princess. The fortune teller reads his palm and after a brief moment of contemplation begins, "I have good news and I have bad news. Which one would you like first?" The frog, anxious for the possibility of true love, chooses the good news first. "Okay, so you're going to meet the most beautiful girl," the fortune teller says. "She's going to be very interested in you and will know everything there is to know about you. You'll open up to her and give her your heart." "Please," the frog then cautiously asks for the so-called bad news. To this, the fortune teller replies, "You'll meet her in biology class."
Oh, my goodness, that poor frog.
Oh, here you go. I didn't know frogs had palms, but they must. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Phil, did you see the flock of cows on the road this morning?
Flock of cows?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, that's not be a herd of cows, correct?
A herd, of course. I heard them. I heard of them. But there's a flock of them right now.
They call them a flock in Arkansas, do they?
A lion would never play golf, Phil.
A lion would never play golf?
Yep, but a tiger would.
Ah! Boo. Yeah,
it's not getting any better.
No.
Hey, did you know that no one in Antarctica has COVID?
Really?
Yeah. They're isolated.
Oh
boy. It's not getting any better.
Boy.
It's tough here.
It's rough crowd.
Yeah, I tell you what, these are my leftover jokes from 2 things.
Oh, boy.
Well, the genie and the wish. A man finds a genie in a lamp, and the genie says, I'll grant you one wish. The man says, I wish you were rich. The genie replies, it's done. What is your pen?
Oh, yes.
So anyway, any plans for today?
Not too much. Just getting ready for the stretch drive here. We have games coming up this week.
Yeah.
Making plans for those. So looking forward to that. And then another Brewer game today on the radio.
That's refreshing to hear them. It is. It's nice to hear the sound of a bat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in Arizona, it still sounds nice.
A real bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the real bat. So I had a man knock on my door last night asking me for a small donation for the local pool, Philip.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I gave him a bottle of water.
Oh, nice. Nicely done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hired a handyman to give him a list to do. When I got home, he only done jobs 1, 3, and 5.
Really?
Yeah, he only does odd jobs.
Odd jobs.
Yeah.
Not bad.
If two vegetarians got into a fist fight, would it still be considered a beef?
A beef? I've got a beef with you.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an angry carrot?
I give up there.
Steamed vegetable.
Oh, a steamed vegetable. Boy, I'll tell you. These would go over well at the 6th grade comedy club.
Yeah. When a woman used to call me ugly until they realized how much I earn, now they call me ugly and poor, Philip.
Oh! How dare them.
Yes.
Not good. Nope.
I'm ugly and poor. Let's see here, Philip. How many more do I have?
I don't know. I lost count.
Here's some things to ponder.
All right.
Okay. Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets?
I don't know.
And why do people go up on tall buildings and put money in binoculars to look at things on the ground?
Good point. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why do doctors leave the room while you change, even though they're going to see you naked anyway?
I don't know. That's
a good question, though.
Yep. Haven't thought about it too much, I guess.
If Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a stupid song about him?
It's the best lyrics they could come up with, I guess.
Why do toasters always have a setting that burns the toast to a horrible crisp with no decent human being would be able to eat?
True. I hate that when somebody switches a toaster.
Oh, I do too.
And
it's Joanne.
Yeah, it's really bad on your Pop-Tarts.
If Wile E. Coyote had enough money to buy all the Acme stuff, why didn't he just buy dinner?
Uh-huh. True.
Think about this stuff.
Roadrunner under glass.
If the professional of Gilligan Island can make a radio out of coconut, why couldn't he fix a hole in the boat?
Well, that's a good point. That radio did a lot of things for him.
Out of a coconut.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. The wife of a programmer says, go to the store and get a loaf of bread. If they have eggs, get a dozen. The programmer comes back with 12 loaves of bread.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's
funny. Yeah. Not getting any better, my man.
No, I think that's about it. I see that somebody's bringing a cane in to pull you off the stage there today.
Hey, back, ladies, calm down. Hey, wow. Everybody have a good day. Be kind.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
February 26th, going back in time to 1945, authorities ordered a midnight curfew at nightclubs, bars, and other places of entertainment across the nation. It was also in 1952 when Prime Minister Winston Churchill announced that Britain had developed its own atomic bomb. And in 2017, actors Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway read the wrong winner for the Best Picture Oscar. It was La La Land instead of Moonlight. The error was blamed on an envelope mix-up. That was making news a few years ago. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Bailey and Aspen Roth, who are twins. For Mom, Dad, happy double digits. You are the sparkle in our eyes. And a nice card in the mail for Bailey and Aspen. Happy 10th today. Love from Grandpa and Grandma Stuckey. Hoping you have an awesome birthday. Happy day to Kelsey Dietz from Mom and Dad. Also to Kelsey from Brandon, Sammy, Kendall, Liam, Fulton, and Maeve. Happy wishes to Jacob Faber, number 10, from Mom, Dad, Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Aaron, and Lilia. And happy birthday to oldest child and our big sister and aunt, Alyssa Mae Weiss, celebrating the last of her 40s. Much love from Mom Bowen and Tom, brother Derek and Dana, sisters Angela and Dale and Amanda and Jesse, along with all the nieces and nephews. Also to Alyssa Weiss, for this is from your hubby and all the kids. Happy birthday. We all love you on this, your real birthday today. Have a great day, Alyssa. To Al Enns from the Durst families, and also Charlie Paulson from IHS 1974. To Alan Bradley retiree Dayton Lebansky, a.k.a. 18025, from also retired 18101. Have a great day today. Happy birthday wishes to Elsie Glass from Blue River United Methodist Church. We also have wishes going out today for niece Leandra Barto from Aunt Luann and Uncle Don. They say have a great day. Happy wishes to Chris Kenyon. Love from Mandy, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. And happy birthday to son-in-law Chris Kenyon. Wishing you a very happy birthday and many more. We're so proud of you and very happy you're a part of our family. Love you bunches from Ron and Deb. And good luck this week in the tournament as well. Happy birthday wishes to dear friend Lennis Lord. Love from Sarah. Happy birthday, Joey Clary, today. Greetings today from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. Happy birthday, Derek Green Sr. from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Mike Harlan from Nancy. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Dustin Skolaski, Muscadet Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club with wishes for Nancy Hatch, Kendall Luxton and Lori Perkins, Eugene Portwine, and Madeline Biba Leffler. Happy birthday wishes to Dayton Lebansky with love from Mom and Dad Feed. And to Dayton, enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Have a great day on your special birthday. We have a happy birthday wish from the RC Lions to Vern Clark, to Joan Gerlitz, to Kelsey Dietz. Happy anniversary to Tom and Connie McCarthy. Happy anniversary to Tom from Connie today on February 26th. Happy birthday today to Oakley Beekler, my grandbaby with a birthday today. Best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also to Timothy Cornett. And happy anniversary, Jamie and Amy Gander. Happy 64th anniversary to husband Ken Kelbel from wife Leona, as the Kelbils celebrate today. And a special wish today to Joyce. Have a great day to the Hipshes. 58 wedding anniversary years together today for Jim and Joyce Hipsch. And we salute them from family and friends and congratulate them on being married 58 today, Monday, the 26th of February. So hello to some good friends in Hill Point and everybody celebrating today.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Sunny at 29 at WRCA.
There's no guarantee that we'll see tomorrow. Heaven only knows how long we have. So there's no way I'll ever for one second let you wonder just how long my love for you will last. Till my last breath, till I'm called on high, till the angels come and I see the light. To the very end, till I give in to the last beat of my heart. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of
Atkins for our special anniversary couples today. Happy birthday to Vern Clark from Cody, Chelsea, Owen, and Jordan. Enjoy your special day today, Vern. I would guess those celebrating today, I don't know if they've had this nice a day. And of course, that'll be true if we break that record, which is 63. And it sounds like we might be right in that ballpark today. Enjoy your day in Southwest Wisconsin and the sunshine. Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Monday.
A different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 29 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and record warmth today with a high of 64. Southeast winds becoming southerly, 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered clouds with a low of 38. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 26, it is a sunny 29 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The search continued and expanded over the weekend for a missing 3-year-old boy in Two Rivers. Police there say search efforts for Elijah View are taking place on land and water, with boats, dive teams, drones, and canines joining in. The search for the toddler, who was last seen Tuesday morning, has now extended to Wisconsin Dells, which is the home of the boy's mother, Katrina Bauer. Two Rivers authorities say the 31-year-old Bauer handed her son over to 33-year-old Jesse Vang for discipline. Both Bauer and Vang are accused of child neglect. A weekend fire destroyed a business in downtown Toma. More than 80 firefighters from Toma and several other fire departments responded to the scene Friday night. According to a press release, it took nearly 9 hours to extinguish the fire, which gutted the building that housed Sassy Girl Aroma. Its Facebook page describes the retailer as a family-owned business making scented wickless wax melts for electric and tea light warmers. A fire in November damaged another downtown Toma business, Peking Chinese Restaurant. A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what is usually one of the coldest months of the year. The rare warm-up is sending people out of their homes to enjoy the winter respite, but also bringing increased wildfire danger. The temperature on Sunday in Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 degrees on a day when the average high temperature is around the freezing mark. Temperatures also reached into the 60s in Denver, Chicago, and Des Moines, Iowa. Kansas City saw temperatures in the mid-70s. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire weather watches for nearly a dozen central U.S. states. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for increasing affordable housing and working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribal hospitals and clinics. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman.
Wisconsin's tribes will see a more than $60 million increase in their federal Medicaid reimbursements. That is likely the most significant financial gain for Wisconsin tribes since the advent of tribal gaming in this state.
He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave the State of the Tribe speech last week. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to provide necessary funding to leverage federal funding for the development of Wisconsin's biohealth and technology sectors. In October, Wisconsin was designated as a regional technology hub by the U.S. Economic Development Administration, which cleared the way for Wisconsin to compete for up to $75 million in funding under the Federal CHIPS and Science Act of 2022. The Economic Development Administration also announced it was awarding Wisconsin a $350,000 strategic development grant as part of the designation. Last year, 15 public and private partners in the field of biohealth technology and personalized medicine formed the Wisconsin Biohealth Tech Hub Consortium to increase collaboration and to seek the regional technology hub designation. The Wisconsin Biohealth Tech Hub Consortium has designated BioForward Incorporated as lead consortium member for the program, and under the bill Governor Evers signed, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation would award a grant to BioForward Incorporated in its capacity as the lead consortium member to match a federal regional technology and innovation hub grant. State matching grants are required to compete for awards under the federal program. The consortium brings together educational institutions, biohealth companies, precision manufacturers, investors, and other key players, primarily in Dane, Waukesha, and Milwaukee counties, with the potential to expand opportunities throughout Wisconsin. Women took on more education-related childcare responsibilities than men during the first several months of the COVID-19 pandemic, and this disparity was even sharper for some lower-income women, according to a new University of Wisconsin-Madison study. The study, published in the journal Sociology, found that daily time spent helping children with education-related activities, such as virtual schooling, homework, and school projects, decreased for men in 2020 compared to previous years. For women, that daily time commitment more than doubled. For low-income women living in areas with widespread childcare facility closures during the pandemic, the increase in time was even steeper. Ran Liu, an assistant professor in the UW-Madison School of Education's Department of Educational Policy Studies, says the findings show a need for stronger support for women from care partners, child care centers, schools, and community organizations during similar public crises in the future. Through their data analysis, the researchers found that women reported spending an average of 32 minutes per day on education-related childcare activities between May and December 2020, compared to an average of 12 minutes per day on education-related childcare activities in 2019. Men reported about 5 minutes per day prior to the pandemic and just 1 minute per day in 2020. That gender gap expanded even more in places and months with a higher number of child care facility closures, but only for households earning less than $60,000 per year. For those households, every 10 percentage point increase in child care facility closure expanded the gender gap in child education time by more than an hour. Liu also points out that economic disparities in access to necessary resources for home learning, including computer and internet access, could also contribute to the gap. Wisconsin's home sales jumped over 7% in January compared to 2023 reports. This is the first monthly increase in home sales since December of 2021, which is in stark contrast to the over 17% decline in Wisconsin sales for all of 2023. The statewide average price rose 6% and is now $265,000. New listings of homes rose 10% last month compared to January of last year. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. One of three youth experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse from someone they're in a relationship with before they become adults. Two out of three don't even ask for help. And 40% of teenage girls ages 14 to 17 report knowing someone their age who has been hit or beaten by a boyfriend. Experts encourage teaching and talking to youth about consent, healthy relationships, boundaries, and sharing resources. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress reminds residents there's still time to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the WCC. You can submit proposed resolutions online today. The concern must have statewide impact, be practical, achievable, and reasonable, and be within the mission and vision of the WCC. You may submit up to two resolutions per year and must present the resolution in person during the annual spring hearings on April 8th. The online input will begin Wednesday, April 10th, and close Saturday, April 13th. If you are interested in submitting a resolution, which again is due today, reach out to the Resolution Review Committee or your WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR Spring Hearings webpage. Join UW-Madison Division of Extension and USDA Risk Management Agency Tuesday night, March 5th, from 7 to 8 to learn about livestock risk protection and livestock gross margin, the USDA cattle risk management tools for beef producers. The webinar will present information on how the programs work and how beef producers can purchase coverage. Presenters for the workshop include Paul Mitchell, professor of agricultural and applied economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, director of Rank Agribusiness Institute, Brenda Botel, professor of agricultural economics, UW-River Falls, UW-Extension commodities marketing specialist, Pamela Stahlke, director, USDA, Risk Management Agency, St. Paul Regional Office, and Bill Halfman, UW-Extension state beef outreach specialist. To receive the connection information for this online meeting, register by noon, Tuesday, March 5th, at go.wisc.edu/OP3120. To request an interpreter, materials in an alternative language or format or other services to make the event more accessible, contact sandra.stuttgen@wisc.edu by today.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Monday, February 26th. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died last Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held today at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet. Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County, died Friday after a two-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Grace Community Church. Friends may call from 10:30 to noon, with a service and time of sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online.